You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in for the Best Practice Show. Thank you so much for watching. We are so grateful that you guys keep adding suggestions and feedback. We're up over 35,000 followers on Facebook, and it's crazy on iTunes. I don't even know how this is working, but I really, really appreciate, you know, all the support and feedback and great things that you guys want to hear about. And today is no exception, because this one is a complicated one. And it's I call it almost the moving target in dentistry, because things are changing, but really dentists are being hurt by what they don't know. Like, you're losing, we could argue, and I'm going to introduce my friend Lori here in a second, that dentists are losing millions and millions of dollars by not knowing this one particular thing that you're going to learn about today. And you're also, what's bigger and more important than the money, is we're losing the opportunity to truly help patients in a more comprehensive way with the coding. Now, before we get into that, Lori, I want you, you're a friend of ours. You've been a friend of the ACT coaches and the ACT community for a long time. If people don't know who you are, because we have dental students that are watching this now, who is Lori Owens, and what do you do, and what are you an expert at?
So I am an expert. They call me at our office the insurance guru, because I learned a long time ago that dental procedures make people sick, or people being sick have dental procedures. And so I first started with a CE course on bacteremia, and it was a very strange course because I was very new to dentistry. This was over 15 years ago. And I said, why are we doing procedures and we're learning about how people get sick? And so I asked one of our hygienists, she goes, I don't know. That's a good question. So that was my start into investigating how we can figure out why this is dental. It should be a medical cause. So little by little, I started learning more, taking CE credits on my own at home, reading everything I possibly could read, as well as doing courses, sending in my own fictitious claims and having them look at them so to see what I did wrong. Right. So I've done all that. That was a long time ago, before there was anybody that could really help you. So then I started thinking, how can I help people learn that it's not hard? It's not so overwhelming that you won't do it, and make it easier for them to learn from my mistakes, to learn what I know about the insurance companies and what they require. And so I started teaching with Seattle Study Clubs. Working for Dr. Gottlieb and Dr. Cohen, and still working for Dr. Cohen and Dr. Gottlieb. And it has been the best decision I ever made. And yep. I get more thrill from seeing the light bulb switch on in their head, that they say, you're right, I get it. I understand that I make a difference in helping people maximize their benefits.
Right, right. And let me piggyback on that. Like, Dr. Michael Cohen and Dr. Bob Gottlieb are two of the world's best periodontists. Like, these guys are not slouches at all. They're the
they are the best of the best.
Right. And when those guys came to me and said, you got to understand, like, Lori knows how to take something and make magic with it. I'm like, well, what do you mean by that? And Bob said, well, there are implant cases in certain cases where you would normally only get $1,100 to help with insurance, that you can sometimes get $50,000 or $60,000. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I got a hold of your sheet, which we're going to talk about, which I consider gold. And as you can see, it's laminated. And I put it in a little placeholder because what you have done is you've simplified all of the complexity that comes with it. And you do a new one every year. So I got the 2018 version. And we're going to give the listeners an opportunity to just download it, a copy for free. But we're going to go through this. And before we go through this, let's talk about the why. Why is this subject so important, Lori?
Well, it's a twofold. So you have a two whys. Why is it important? Because people only get 1,000 to 2,000 a year. At the high, maybe 2,500. Mm-hmm. But even with that 2,500, you're limited on what it covers. So I would say 9 times out of 10, bone grafting is not a covered benefit under dental. There's a reason why. Because medical and dental believe bone grafting is medical. There's a reason why that atrophy is there, whether it be because you pulled a tooth and now you've left a hole in the bone, or because of infection and now you have atrophy because the bone is resorbing. Right. Those are still whys. So what would happen if you did not do anything? You could have them lose most of the bone in that area. If you didn't clean it out, if you didn't put granulated bone, if you didn't put a block graft, that's all. Where do you think those people end up? In the emergency room.
Yeah, they do.
There is a case study saying that most related dental procedures end up in the emergency room. So medical insurance already knows that if you can bypass these people going to the emergency room, which costs them thousands upon thousands of dollars each visit, then they're saving money.
Yeah. Now, as you can see, this is a huge, if you're a dentist watching this, you can already see the roadblocks. Here it is. Patient comes in, they have all these challenges. They came on the premise that they had dental insurance or they wanted to use. You keep hearing in your own mind that the patient doesn't have any money and they only want to do what insurance covers. And now you're both stuck. You as a dentist, knowing that the limitations of dental insurance are always going to keep you in a place that there's a whole nother world here that can truly help this patient, mm-hmm. is so important. And it's the golden opportunity when it comes to these really complex restorative cases. Now, before we went on, Lori, I asked you, I go, well, this is all about writing the right narrative. And you said the most amazing thing. Like, it's not about the narrative. Help us understand that.
It's not about the narrative. It's about the why.
Okay, why tell us, what does that mean?
So they want to know why are they partially a dentalist due to trauma? Are they partially a dentalist due to perio or to caries or to another systemic cause? So they just want to know, what did you do and why did you do it? They want you to tell the story with the code. They don't want a narrative. They don't want your x-rays. They don't want your perio charting. They just want your story through code. So that's what my goal is, to help you tell that story through code. And that is what gets your claim paid. It's not the procedure that you do. It's what is the story.
Right.
And that story is 4 codes long or 3 codes long or 1 code long. That doesn't matter. It's a matter of what is their story.
Right. And I love that word. So speaking of stories, give us, you know, you get to see a lot of examples of this. So give us some of the examples that stick out and say, okay, like a patient came in. So give us a couple on that.
So we do have a patient in our Tri-Cities office, and she has what's called ameliogenesis imperfecta. And which basically wears down and degrades all of your teeth. And this girl was only 18 at the time. So we worked really hard getting a pre-authorization through TRICARE, which people say is impossible to get help through. Mm-hmm. And we fought really hard for this little girl to get her covered benefits. You're talking a $60,000 case that TRICARE has been able to help. You know, once we got that approval, we've been able to get her about $45,000 on that case. I can tell you that Dr. Gottlieb texted me when he was done, and he said everybody was crying. He said the restorative, the lab, the parents, everybody was crying. Why? Because was this something she did just out of habit? No. She didn't get a disease because of a habit. But she needed somebody to advocate for her so that she could get the care she needed. And the smile on that girl's face what there's, if I ever get discouraged, I look at that picture because that encourages me to keep doing what I know is right to do.
All right. Now think about that. She's 18 years old. Mm-hmm. How powerful.
And she has like heart. She had about 8 teeth left at that time.
Yeah, because a big part of this, now again, I'm going to speak to the natural challenges that a surgeon or a dentist might have. Well, she's 18, she's got a lot of challenges. This is going to be a lot of money. I can't bring that problem in my office because I have a business. Mm-hmm. Now you can put the pieces together as best you can. Lori, can you give us some nuances or some things that might be helpful to know about that particular case in which Dr. Gottlieb told the story with codes? Now, we don't... For HIPAA reasons, we don't have to share the nuances, but just give us the basic philosophy behind.
What we found out, and this was a great learning part for me, was TRICARE does not want to know about teeth. They want to know what you're doing to restore the bone. So what we focused on was how he had to correct a malformation in the bone or the arches. And so we learned that that's what they're looking for TRICARE. If you say you're going to replace teeth, they don't care about teeth. What they care about is how that affects the bone. Is there now a deviation between the opening and closing of the mandible? Does she have a lack of anterior guidance or a lack of posterior guidance? So all of those things came into play with what that ameliogenesis imperfecta caused. So yes, now she's completely edentulous due to an other systemic cause.
Yep.
And now she has, and why is that? Because she has ameliogenesis imperfecta and now there's a musculoskeletal issue.
Right. Now, is this really difficult, I guess, as a dentist watching this, you say, okay, well, Lori, I get what you're saying. We're going to tell the story now in codes, but is this something that takes like 3 hours to do, 2 hours to do? Like how long does it typically take a dentist to do in codes?
Well, once you get into the habit of learning what to look for, because if you have a true oral systemic cause, it's not going to be they have a hangnail. That's not going to link their mouth to the rest of what's going on with them. Right. If they have an autoimmune diseases almost always cause GERD. Yep. What does GERD do? It erodes your posterior teeth. It starts with there. It starts there and then goes forward. Right. Sjogren's disease. You've got any kind of colitis. Any kind of, if you think about this, the code set for dentistry is in the K series, which is all digestive. What goes in here goes through here.
Right. So, and this is so important. You have to tell the story with codes. Now, again, if you're watching this or if you're listening this, you can actually download Lori's sheet. And I'm telling you, this thing is gold. So let's go into a code. So Lori, I mean, I've got your reference sheet. Give me a good example of how a dentist once, because it's a language that you need to know, right? And this is your cheat sheet.
And I'm going to tell you one other thing, Kurt, I forgot to mention. People think that, well, I don't need to know this. I don't need to know these codes, except for you haven't looked at your ADA form.
Right.
Because we send everything electronically. If you were to look at your ADA form from 2012, there is a section that you have to tell them what ICD-10 code it is. Mm. And you have to direct that service line to that code. So it has not been mandatory. But that doesn't mean it's not going to be. Why would they have it on there if they don't intend to make it mandatory?
Wow, that is powerful.
So learning this now puts you ahead of the curve versus waiting till it's required and you have to learn it no matter what.
Right. So let's go into a typical code that would throw a dentist for a loop that they wouldn't know about. So I've got my sheet in front of me.
Say, for instance, the procedure is, we're going to do a bone graft on the maxillary arch.
Okay.
Where would you find that, Kurt?
21210, right there.
That's right. So That's telling them you're doing a bone graft and it tells you the location. So it's a maxillary arch. So why are you doing the bone graft? So flip it over.
Okay.
And you'll see, let's look for, moderate atrophy maxilla.
Okay.
On the far right.
Okay, that is KO8.25.
So we're doing a moderate, so we're explaining what procedure we did. We did a bone graft on the maxilla. What did they have? They had moderate atrophy. Now we're going to tell them why they have that moderate atrophy. So turn it over again. Okay. Look on your right-hand side. Okay. Type 2 diabetes with perio.
Okay, so that would be E11.630.
So right there, you just told a story. You said we had a patient that needed a bone graft because of moderate atrophy in the maxilla due to diabetes type 2 with perio.
Okay, that took us 4 minutes. I'm not even a dentist, and all I did was flip over a sheet of paper twice. That's all and you typed in three codes. Is it that easy?
That easy.
It is that easy.
It's that easy. There is, believe it or not, there's only one code for diabetes and perio, whether it's type 1 or type 2. You don't have to do separate codes. You do one code. So okay. That explains your story because they know the link between perio and diabetes. So much so that they gave it one code.
And so give us some perspective on the reimbursement that might come medically compared to the traditional route a dentist might take.
It's pretty amazing. We just actually got a pre-authorization, a $63,000 all-on-4 case. We were pre-authorized for $48,000.
Okay, and this is legal.
Legal.
Because every dentist is like, okay, yes, that's hard to believe this is illegal.
Well, here's what happens. People don't realize that your patients have benefits even beyond what you think. So this particular case, this patient has medical, dental, and a supplemental policy through the union. Mm. So if you don't know about it, can you access those benefits?
No, you don't even know where to start.
No. So all I do is send her a letter. I email her a letter of what we need to do and what the reason is of why we need to do it. In other words, you're wise. Mm-hmm. And she sends me back authorization. Now, here's the funny thing. The policy is facilitated through Delta Dental of California. Can you imagine getting a check from Delta Dental of California for $48,000?
I would need a photo. I would need a photo of that because I wouldn't believe it.
Well, the whole reason that this patient is coming to us is because of another patient, a friend and coworker of his that had the same procedure.
That is crazy.
And so he's the only reason he's with us is he knew that we were billing medical versus the other people who were only billing their dental.
Okay, this is so much fun. Let's do another one. I'm going to do another one. I got my cheat sheet in front of me.
So let's work on... how about we do scaling and root planing?
Okay, scaling and root planing. Hold on.
And this is the procedure on the left-hand side.
Okay, so scaling and root planing 41805.
So scaling and root planing in medical is removing a foreign body.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the calculus and stuff underneath the gum line? It's removing something that was not there prior.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to do that? Number one, I can use diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Because diabetes is a huge, when you have diabetes with perio, you have continual buildup.
Yep.
And it's pretty amazing. But let's flip over and change this a little bit.
Okay.
So let's look for accretions on teeth.
And am I looking in the right hand column?
Middle section in the bottom, towards the bottom.
Okay. So that would be K03.6.
There you go. So you have accretions that have now formed. You're telling them it's a foreign body in your procedure, right?
Right.
You don't have to go further into it. See, we make it more than it really is.
Mm-hmm.
We can also put a code on there to modify that. If you look on the lower right-hand side, you'll see these modifiers. Do you see one that says preventative service?
Yep, that's 33.
So we would modify that procedure with 33 to let them know we are trying to avoid surgery by doing this preventative service so that we can remove these accretions on their teeth so that way they're not going to have to go surgical.
This is crazy. So you're basically entering in three codes. You're telling the story with the codes. And then again, give us some perspective if somebody's listening to this, what this would mean, the traditional route compared to the new route that you're showing us.
The new route is if you have a why, if you have somebody that's oral systemically ill, if they're sick because of the disease, and Kurt, we haven't gone even into medications that cause dry mouth and all this stuff. They actually have codes, long-term use of, and fill in the blank.
Well, and there's no shortage of patients using medications now, is there?
Absolutely. And understandably so, that the doctors have to weigh what are the benefits outweighing the side effects. They have to go with what the benefit is to the patient and deal with the side effects as they come up. And one of the side effects predominantly is dry mouth. But dry mouth also causes caries. So you can see how it kind of flows in the scheme of things. When I first started doing medications, I just Googled everything so that I could find out, is there an oral systemic link to this medication? Right. And so we can use that to say, this is why we're doing it. They have a long-term use of this medication, and we are trying to get rid of it so that that side effect can go away. Mm-hmm. So it really does help a patient and the doctor. And you can see how long it took us to get through those two case scenarios. So I went from a high extreme scenario to pretty low preventative scenario. And there's all the in the middles.
Yeah. And I did that less than, 2 minutes, 120 seconds, and you don't want me doing anything in a dental office. Like, if I can do this in less than 2 minutes, your team
absolutely
can do this lightning fast. I mean, they probably close their eyes. They wouldn't even need the cheat sheet after a while.
And it is a team effort. Right. It is not a one-person show. At our office, the only way I'm successful is because of my team. Mm-hmm. Only way.
Agreed. Me too. So now let's talk about pitfalls or challenges that you see people have, even as they start to go down this route. What are some of the typical challenges some dentists...
The typical challenges is, number one, pre-authorizations. Okay. A lot of us in dentistry feel that all we have to do is send in the form marking pre-authorization. And with medical, it does not work that way.
How does it work?
Number one, you can get your... I'll give you my scenario. I had a pre-authorization denied. I appealed the pre-authorization. They denied it. I told the patient, we did the service anyway, they paid the claim.
Wow.
How much did that pre-authorization help?
Not at all.
Not at all.
And so you probably have a process in which you're just committed, you got to be persistent, and you've got to have a follow-up system, right? Like, you just can't try it. Because a lot of people will try, they fail, and then they just stop.
Right. And half the battle is what medical tries to do is they send you the EOB saying it's denied. And you have no clue why.
Right.
And we accept it.
Right.
Did you know 41% of claims go unchallenged?
That is crazy. I did not know that.
You don't even ask.
Now, I've heard some dentists say this. This will be fun for if you're watching this. Is that it's not really called the pre-authorization. It's called the pre-denial. So
exactly.
just when you submit it, it's called the pre-denial. So just, exactly. It is what it is.
Those aren't even guaranteed anyway.
Right.
In dentistry or in medical, they're not a guarantee anyway. People right. think they are, but they're not. There's no numbers associated with them.
Right.
And so, it's not a battle of that. One of the other challenges that I found is that that in our field, they do ICATs and CBCTs, and they only bill for one, no matter how many they do. But most people don't realize if you get an authorization from medical to do an ICAT or CBCT, you have 3 months to do as many as you need.
Really?
3 months.
See, that's crazy. I didn't even know that. Like, I've been doing this for 20 years. I had no idea of that particular component. That is.
And most of my pre-auths I get online through their radiology program.
That is, oh my gosh. Okay, so this is amazing. What other pitfalls besides the pre-authorization should dentists be aware of?
So the pre-authorization, not calling and following up with your EOBs. I'm going to tell you, I got denied a claim without a reason because I didn't put a zero in the ICD code set.
Really?
That's only reason. But they didn't tell me on the EOB. If I would have just accepted the denial, I would have not known that the only reason I was denied was I didn't put a zero in the code set.
That's a little bit of a valuable learning lesson, don't you think?
Right. And that's, I've even been denied because the X wasn't completely in the box. It was a little outside the box, and so they denied the claim. Yeah. Little things without explanation.
Yeah, this is a perfect example, a really big example of what you don't know can hurt you.
Right.
And ultimately hurts your patients long term. Now, right. If I'm a dentist and I'm like, oh my gosh, Ari, this is huge. Where do, like, give me a process. Give me a recipe for success. Like, where would I even start? I'm guessing just download this right away.
That's a great start. Absolutely. Okay. We have education programs. We also, you know, a lot of people say, well, yes, I can go to a course, but you have 12 months of help. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to leave you. We're not going to say, okay, here's the information. You're on your own. No, right. We want, and that, it, you know, should be how it always is. You should always get some guidance and help with whatever you're pursuing in education. And so we definitely follow up, and because if they're not successful, neither am I.
Wow. Wow. So, you know, download this, get your team, you know, it's probably a good idea to have a meeting with your entire team, and really everybody on the team's got to be involved in this.
Correct. And a lot of the things that we go over that I've created over the years are encounter forms. Sometimes that encounter form helps you know a diagnosis and you don't even need to go bug the doctor because they've already put it on the encounter form.
Right. Now go back and clarify. If somebody doesn't know what an encounter form is, tell us what that is.
An encounter form is, so when you have a new patient in with your doctor, the encounter form says they have localized gingival recession. Mm-hmm. That's a medical code right there.
Right.
All they did was check a box. So we give you the access to these forms when you take the course, whether it be something you need to edit and change for your practice or whether you like it just the way it is. Either way, as well as, so say for instance, we talked about asking questions. We mm-hmm. have a lot of questionnaires in there. So say for instance, I don't know what to ask them, but they say they're diabetic. So we have a diabetic questionnaire in there so that you either can have your patient fill it out or you can be able to ask them the right questions that'll lend towards basically successful medical billing. As well as, you know, we have a perio form that has all the codes. So it's a one page, two pages, two sides, and it tells you exactly what the doctor says while he's in that appointment. And I tell the assistants, just check off everything you hear him say, mm-hmm. because that will help your biller in order to know how to code that.
This is great. And this is completely paperless. You can do it in the moment. This isn't one of those things you have to do after the appointment or later, or, you know, you're doing it with every patient, just checking a box all the way down. Right. And I'm just thinking out loud, this is like a turnkey system. If I'm a dentist watching this, and this also integrates, let's say I have Dentrix, Lori. How does
The software that we're working on with Imagine Solutions it should be in the Dentrix update in the near future. Okay. It is dentist friendly. Okay. So it is not a medical spectrum of 66,000 codes. It is linked specifically to what we do in dentistry that will help you be able to code it a lot faster.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Gosh. It's so cool.
I are going to do a couple of these because you teach me something every time that I didn't know.
So
and I would love to have you back. And I'd actually like to, here's an idea for a future couple casts. I want to throw some difficult cases at you. You know what I mean?
And I'd love it.
Let's just take it apart. And because I don't know the answer, let's just do it, you know,
absolutely.
And just see how this, because as a dentist or as a team, you want to see that there's a world of possibility beyond what we can just see with our current knowledge. You do have to constantly expand the envelope of what you know, because that's where all the possibility lies. Now, Lori, I'm sure people are watching this on Facebook. They're also going to be watching this on YouTube, and they're going to be listening to this on iTunes. If I want to get a hold of you, how do I get a hold of Lori?
You can email me at Lori, L-A-U-R-I-E, at Imagine Solutions, and that's imagnsolutions.com. You can go to our website, which is imaginesolutions.com. there, if you go there, they will even give you a demo of things to look at for free. It's not a charge. We want you to find out if what we're teaching you might be the best solution for your office. It's absolutely, it has to be a per office choice.
You are awesome. And at the very least, just download her cheat sheet and laminate it and put it in a little placeholder, because it's like cold. So
it is fun. You know, because those codes change every year.
Yep.
So I have to go through it every year to make sure that what I'm giving you is exactly what the AMA puts out there. So I want you to know that it is totally, this is 2018. I started it in 2014, and it is literally that. It's a quick finder. It's not inclusive of all the codes that we can use, but it can guide you. Also, if you have a question about codes, you can go to icd10data.com. It's free. You can type in a scenario or say, for instance, you have an accident or a fall, and just type it in. It'll bring up all the codes that pertain to the words that you typed in.
That's amazing. Well, you have been an incredible friend and an amazing resource for our clients at ACT Dental, and I'm just so grateful. So thank you so much.
And I love ACT Dental. ACT Dental is the best. If you ever, I hear people who are frustrated with how their processes are working, I tell them, you need to call ACT Dental.
Well, I appreciate you. This is just incredible in how you're helping not only dentists, but patients alike with just one, with better knowledge. It's just better.
And that's our goal, is to make sure the patients and the practice, it is a twofold scenario.
Awesome.
If patients need to help as well as the practice can help.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for being on, and stay on while we say goodbye to everybody else. Okay. So yeah, we're going to have Lori back, and you know, if you have questions, specific questions, continue to add them to the feed or reach out to Lori directly. She is amazing and an awesome resource. She is always here to help you. Again, we're going to like to have you back for some more learning on this. And until we see you guys next time, keep watching the Best Practice Show. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.